afternoon. It is time now for Dr. Walter Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom has offices in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. You can always find him online at drtomcosmetic.com. Encourage you to give a call just to find out more. Call 707-542-8346, 707-542-8346. Dr. Tom has been voted by you best cosmetic surgeon for 8 years and best esthetician for 3 years. Now is the time to nominate Dr. Tom and his team again for the Press Democrat Best of list. And I think pretty soon it'll be voting time. And then you get to do that as well.
So.
Yeah, it'll be pretty fun. So it's always easy to call to book a free consultation. And today, Dr. Tom, we're pretty excited because we have a lovely guest here who's back with us. Paris is your patient coordinator, and she's also the director of product education.
Yay.
She's very smart. Okay, so we have Paris. Welcome, Paris.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tom, for having me.
Thank you, and hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hello, I'm great.
Michelle says she's great. We walked in here, and she was scrambling. I always call you out on these things, Michelle. Michelle was scrambling. I don't know what was happening on the airwaves.
That's all right.
But you did a great job.
I work well under pressure.
You do, and she actually allowed us to get set up for our show. So thank you, Michelle. It's always great to have Michelle here. For many of you who maybe have just tuned in, and we started off, Michelle and I, some 16-plus years ago. Michelle was at one of my original show hosts, so it's always great to see our little girl has grown up, and she is now the director of everything here at KSRO. So
all
thank you, Michelle.
Yes,
thank you. Very excited. Thank you, Paris,
thank you,
for being
Tom.
Here. Paris is our patient coordinator, and she is also our director of product education. And Paris comes with a great experience. One of my former colleagues, Dr. Merrick Lorick, is now a retired dermatologist. And Paris, you worked for him. How many years did you work with
Dr. Lorick? We were there almost 4 years.
You were there for 4 years, so she gained valuable experience in the dermatologic world. And before that, you worked for Sephora, is that correct? And how many years were you there at Sephora?
Almost 12.
You were there for 12 years. Okay, so I'm always intrigued, okay? I feel like the products that we have in our office, you know, they're kind of more medically oriented with some trials and so forth for people to really, I'm hoping we'll get more bang for their dollar.
Absolutely.
But I have to say, Sephora's got it going on in terms of I walk by and, you know, bright lights and squirrels and everything else, and it
they're always on trend.
They're always
on trend.
They're always on trend.
Yes.
So, of course, we are excited from a business standpoint of having Paris come and join us. And she just sort of has just taken the lead in terms of product education for our patients. And so that's why we have you here today. Thank you.
My passion, yes.
Thank you. So we have Paris. She's been with us now for a long, long time, actually about 3 years now.
Almost three years.
And it's wonderful to have her here with us. So today, as we're looking at different topics to discuss, and we're featuring various experts from within our office. It was really stimulated by my little sister, Marguerite. So if Marguerite back in Silver Spring, Maryland is listening, hi, Marguerite. And she sent me a text message, and she sent it to me at the end of March. And we're going to post it on social media. So you can go on social media, both Instagram and Facebook. But you can also, if you want to receive our newsletters, just give our office a call, and Michelle will leave you with that number at the end of the show, but give our office a call, and you can get put on our email newsletter list. And Paris or Faith, we have the best names for patient coordinators, Paris and Faith, and you can get on that. We're going to promote it, and it kind of cracks me up because my little sister, my name's Walter Tom, and of course I've been going like that since college, but my little sister still calls me Wally. Okay,
so I loved it.
And Michelle's cracking up over there. So I showed the staff and they're cracking up. So it's, hey, Wally, do you remember back in November? And I was telling you about the spots on my hand and you said, why don't you try a little Retin-A on the back of your hands? And she says, now it's the end of March. And she sent me her before and after photos. And I can't show them to you, obviously, on the air, radio wave air. But it was dramatic, the changes on the back of her hand. And my little sister is 10 years younger than me, so she just turned 60 in February, and she looks great. She looks like she's 45, but her hands had a lot of sun damage, like many people,
a lot of us.
With the Retin-A in you saw the photos. What'd you
think?
I
was amazed. I was so shocked that it was only Retin A that did that.
Right.
So it was
exactly
profound.
And so what it did was it brought me back to the fact that sometimes you got to go back to the basics, right, Paris?
Absolutely.
You know, where like
it's tried and true. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned about Sephora, and of course they're a big retail chain, and they're looking at, you know, the trendy things, and so the differences may be coming here, and I love Sephora, but coming
absolutely.
To us is that we're kind of getting you back to kind of those basics, those building blocks, the reparative blocks, and so it made me come back to Retin A. So I'd love to talk about Retin A today.
Let's do it. Absolutely.
Okay. So yes. I'm just going to speak for a few more minutes, and then mm-hmm. I really want to turn it over to Paris. So Retin A is actually probably the only, and I know that's a bold statement, but really the only topical skin product. And I almost don't want to call it a product. It's actually a prescription medication,
mm-hmm.
right?
Prescription.
That's why you can only get it in doctor's offices, mm-hmm. okay, or a pharmacist. But mm-hmm. the Retin A is prescription. And it is really the only topical product that has been shown to increase your skin cell turnover.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually increases your skin cell turnover in a positive way.
Yeah.
It's a strong exfoliator, so it helps to freshen up the skin because our skin recycles about once every 3 weeks mm-hmm. to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps to speed that up, and especially
yep.
on older patients like me, we need that.
Even more so.
We even need it more so, right? And mm-hmm. Paris is younger than me, so she doesn't know what I'm talking about. But definitely, yeah, you need that more as we get older.
Yes.
And it has been shown to actually decrease fine lines. Okay, so there are a lot of claims with a lot of different products,
mm-hmm.
but I will tell you that Retin A is great, and most dermatologists are recommending that.
Always,
right?
Yes.
And Dr. Lawrence's office as
absolutely.
Dermatologist, did
we
you
had to have that in office? It was like you said, a building block, mm-hmm. and it was something that we always relied on and could, you know, recommend, and it would make the results and see the optimal results
in terms of,
yes.
So what it really does is it improves your skin health. It helps to rejuvenate your skin cell line. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
these are real basic building blocks. And on top of that, then you get the advantage of Retin A in terms of cosmetics, so exfoliation.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely anti-aging. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Paris. Anti-aging, diminishing fine lines,
mm-hmm.
and as my sister pointed, thank you, Marguerite. My little sister Marguerite pointed out, helps to diminish pigmentation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
so it's brightening up your skin,
mm-hmm.
and so it's a great product, and it's one of the least expensive of that. And we'll get to the cost in a little bit, but it's one of
value.
The least expensive things you can do. So it's a great value, and if you want more information on this, please come in and speak to Paris or Faith
mm-hmm.
about our Retin A lines. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so now that I've kind of pushed. To our listeners, or not pushed, but educated our listeners as to
mm-hmm.
the benefits of Retin A. Tell me, Paris, if somebody were listening to us and they pull over on 101, they head up to our office on Stony Point Road, and they come in to see you at 2 o'clock when we come back from lunch, and they want to say, "Hey, I heard you and Dr. Tom on KSRO Ask the Expert, and I'm interested in Retin A. How do you evaluate this patient?"
Well, when I talk to them, first of all, I find out what their main concern is, because Retin A can actually help with many different concerns. Like Dr. Tom said, it refines the fine lines, it helps collagen production, the brightening. So I want to find out what exactly their concern is first and foremost. And from there, I will ask them also if they have used a Retin A before. That tells me a little bit about if they, you know, are experienced it before, and then we can go ahead and select and customize which Retin A would be the best for them. And from there, I would also ask in that during that consultation is what type of skin type they have, because there are different types of Retin A, and we want to make sure we set them up for success.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
Product.
So, and that's great. So you're evaluating the individual, right?
Yeah,
because,
right.
and we'll get into what if Retin A isn't going to be right for you,
yeah.
but we'll stay on Retin A for now.
Yeah.
So you're evaluating the patient
mm-hmm.
in terms of their needs. Does anybody come in and say, "I need Retin A," or are they usually complaining about one or two cosmetic issues?
Well, I would say that there are patients who are very savvy and they know their products and they're always, you know, staying on trend and also just being in the know of what the best skincare products through articles. And I would say, yes, we do have patients who do ask for Retin A, and sometimes I need, and they have maybe some roadblocks with Retin A. And so I need to ask them, like, well, what exactly are you experiencing? Or it stopped working. So then let's see. If you need, what strength are you using? Because there are four different strengths that we offer. So there's just a little bit of digging in a little deeper and discussing whether they have used it and what percentage they've used.
What percentage they want. Okay,
yes.
So the concentration of Retin A.
Concentration.
So if you could just paint the perfect, and I have to tell you that Paris is so good at educating our patients. She's a great speaker, but like a lot of our staff, I have to drag them into KSRO, Ask the Expert Studios, and they're going to like, okay, can we practice? What are we going to talk about? Paris, you're great, and I didn't actually practice you this. I set you up a little bit. We're going to be pretty fresh on this. So who do you think is the kind of the ideal candidate coming in for Retin A? Okay.
I think almost everyone is a great candidate for Retin A because we do have the different strengths. With that said, there are a few that cannot handle it, or you know, they have some other skin, you know, some skin challenges, and so we would, like Dr. Tom will speak about later, there's some other options. But I think almost everyone is a great candidate for Retin A. Would you agree?
Yes, and Michelle has a question.
I just wanted to know, because it is perhaps lightening skin, should people with darker pigmented skin use Retin A?
That's a good question.
Well, it's interesting. So where I would have gone, and my question to Paris was like, who might be the ideal candidate?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that a lot of times it can be people of color. Okay.
Absolutely.
Although I get pushed back by the Latinas in the office, they don't consider me a brown baby. I consider myself a brown baby. Okay. So I'd be a great candidate. And I do use Retin A every evening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But so I'm going to say maybe people with a little bit thicker skin, congested skin.
Yes.
So although it's good for young people as well, and I'm going to get into that in a moment, but it is actually, you know, great as we age, where our skin is getting congested, the cellular turnover has been slowed down. So maybe people have a little bit thicker skin. Probably the oilier, is that a word? Oilier?
Mm-hmm.
How many years of medical school did I go through? And I'm still not sure if oilier is a word. But people who have oily skin may be more tolerant of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I would say people who have kind of a dullness of the skin. So their skin doesn't have that brightness. And I think one of the key words that we're hearing now is they want to glow, right, Paris?
There's a lot of glow going on.
Yeah, everybody wants glow. And so people whose skin is sallow, lacks luster, okay, those kind of patients would really benefit. And then fine line and wrinkles, you know, this isn't a facelift in a cream, okay? That's not what we're saying. But it definitely can help. And there's a great story, and I wish that Bridie, who is our medical assistant, who worked for another dermatologist, I keep on, you know, grabbing people out of dermatology offices, but worked with another good friend of mine, retired Dr. Dale Westrom, and she tells the story about her grandfather. And she remembers as a little girl, he had some kind of dermatologic condition around his eyes. And so they told him to put Retin A on the side of his eyes. And Bridie is very Irish descent, okay? She said that as he aged and he didn't really do other good things like sunblock, you know, because he's the older generation. And she saw his face age, but the area that he put the Retin A around his eyes looked really young. So
it's a testimony.
Home. And Bridie, I'm not going to say how old she is, but she looks 10 years younger. And a lot of it is because her skin is immaculate and she uses Retin A daily.
It's wonderful. And again, even, you know, if you have someone who has thin skin, you know, there's methods of sandwiching, you know, hydration with a very gentle Retin A, and they can get the great results too. So,
okay. Yeah. So let's move on to, one thing I did want to mention. So I said for young people, Retin A is one of the best anti-acne medications you can use. And I have to tell you, even being an aging baby boomer, when I'm getting that 19-year-old zit on my face, I take a little extra Retin A and
I just sort of
tap it on there,
yeah.
And it really facilitates the resolution of that. And so it's really great for people who are prone to acne as well.
Absolutely. I've been taking it since I was 13, Dr. Tom. I had acne as a very young adult, my family history, and I've used Retin A, and I've really I think I've benefited from it.
Great. So let's talk about what are the percentages? We said we have different percentages. What are the percentages?
Okay. So the Retin A that we carry is Obagi. It's Obagi Tretinoin is the pharmaceutical name. There are the gentlest strength that I would introduce someone to if it's maybe their first time or they're, like you were saying, thinner skin, or gentler gentle skin, I would start with a 0.025. That is the gentlest strength. Then from there, we have a 0.05, and it comes in two forms, gel or cream. And that's just normal oily, normal dry, maybe. And some patients just like one texture more than the other.
Right.
And then for our folks who are thicker skinned or they've used tretinoin in the, or Retin-A in the past, 0.1% is the strongest.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. And so that's,
you go
that's
grab
what
your
I
own
use.
Mixture.
I get my
0.1%,
and that's what we use. And we've conditioned our skin for that
we
as
have.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do feel that if you have glowing, healthy skin, you can have jowls, you can have wrinkles, and you still look healthy, and you still look younger, and you still look more attractive because your skin's healthy.
I agree.
So you've mentioned 0.025%, 0.05%, and then 0.1%. So normally we don't talk about costs on here, but the reason I want to talk about costs is because it's such a great price point, especially nowadays where a cup of coffee costs you about $100. Okay.
Oh my goodness,
so,
it's like $8 now.
Yeah. For just regular coffee, right? Okay. So what are the prices of those three, please?
Yes. So they start, the gentlest 0.025 is $88, and it goes up to the strongest strength is 105.
Okay.
And I mean, that should last you. You only use a pea size, it lasts you about 2 months. So if you really broke that down, I didn't do the math before, but it's only a few dollars, if that, right, even a day.
So from $40 to maybe $55 a month is what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is medicine that you're putting on your face, and you're getting actual results. So that's the great thing.
You're
it's super. We should be putting this in, that instead of selling candy bars and all the magazines at the front of grocery stores, if it wasn't prescription medication, you'd have the Retin-A up there for people's health and making them feel better about themselves.
Absolutely.
So so we know about all those benefits of Retin-A. There are some people who aren't as tolerant, like my spouse. She has difficulty, English, Irish, German background, and it just, she gets a little bit too much irritation with that. So those patients who can't tolerate Retin-A, what is another alternative for them, Paris?
Well, instead of using the Retin-A, we have some great options. Dr. Tom actually has a retinol, and it is a gentler form. And you can maybe, if you want to break down the science of it, but just to keep it simple, it's a gentler form. So it's blended with a little bit of antioxidants, a little bit of botanicals, and you can be really consistent with it. I would still only start a patient every, you know, about three times a week with it, just to make sure we go in slowly and allow their skin to get used to the retinol. But it's a great option, and it's a retinol versus a Retin-A. So it's a gentler form.
Right. So think of Retin-A or tretinoin is another word name for Retin-A, and think of retinols, and you hear it in all sorts of TV ads, okay? So why don't I just get the one that's on the TV ad? Well, you know you're getting more medical-grade concentration of retinol, and you get Paris and you get Faith, okay? So, and you get us, you get me, in terms of tolerating it. What can I do? What are the steps? We're a phone call away. And that's, I'm going to tell you, is invaluable because along with everything costing $1 million nowadays, you know, in terms of customer service, that's something that we stress. And I'm not patting, well, I guess I'll pat Paris on the back. I won't pat myself on the back. But that's something that we really stress. And that's what we're trying to deliver for our patients because we're a team and we want you to get the best results as we advocate for you. So using the different retinols, and we do work with a compounding pharmacy, as you mentioned, so it's a Dr. Tom cosmetic line that we have, so we're happy to do that. But if you can tolerate it, I'd go with the Retin-A.
Absolutely. I mean, that's your biggest bang for your buck, by all means. And sometimes patients will even take a little break from Retin-A, and they could do then Dr. Tom's for, you know, a bottle or two, and then we can, or different seasons. Maybe their skin is a little more compromised in the winter or the summer, and we can always just, you know, change it if we need to. But yes, Retin-A is the strongest, and then we have Dr. Thompson.
The retinol. Okay, retinol. So now some people have heard, and there is some truth to this, that Retin-A can make your skin more hypersensitive to the sun. And so, you know, you don't want to use Retin-A and go right out and sit by the poolside with no sunblock on. So I know that you always recommend sunblock.
That's like sometimes my first question before even, you know, there are concerns. Are you using sunscreen? Because these strong ingredients, these pharmaceutical grade ingredients that we offer, if you're not using the sunscreen or the sunblock is what we should say, then it's really going to wreak havoc on your skin or create more problems.
Right. So I think that's really important.
Huge.
In fact, if you're not using sunblock, we shouldn't even sell you the Retin-A. Mm-mm. Okay, you really need to have sunblock to protect your investment. Well, protect your skin, but to also protect your investment.
Yes.
Even if it's only $85 or $100 plus, that's that's what you need to do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I know that I do personally, because I just came back from our Maui Cosmetic Surgery office, and when we go there, is I still bring my Retin-A to Maui, believe it or not.
Sure.
And what I do is I put it on at night. Okay,
yep.
And that's what I do. So I get a good 12 hours, wash it off, then I put on sunblock.
Sunblock.
I personally, in Maui, I don't put my Retin-A on in the morning, although in some areas you probably could do it as well. But certainly you can put it on at night, and so that's another alternative.
Absolutely, yep.
And for so those who still may be real sensitive, and they tend to be the Northern European types, Paris, like my spouse, my wife, what can we use if somebody feels like maybe their skin's getting a little too dried out from the Retin-A? Because it does dry your skin out some, or there's a little irritation. What would you recommend for these patients?
Well, definitely I let them know when we are, especially someone who's never used it, or someone comes in and they're having some challenges with the Retin-A. I'll ask them, are you adding a moisturizer over it? Because even the Retin-A cream, it is moisturizing, but sometimes you need more moisture.
Right.
And so I would recommend our Dr. Tom Quench Serum is a lovely, lightweight form of hyaluronic acid, and it also has some nice botanicals blended with it to help lock in moisture. So it'll give that buffer to the Retin-A or your retinol, either one, but the Retin-A, it'll help give a buffer so that maybe you won't have as much peeling or flakiness, and it strengthens the skin too, so the retinol can do it, or Retin-A can do its job.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the hyaluronic acid gel, which, by the way, hyaluronic acid or gel absorbs anywhere from 50 to multiple hundred times its body weight in water. Okay. So that's why hyaluronic gels are so good. And so we worked with a compounding pharmacy that has essentially five different forms of molecules so that when you put it on your skin, it helps to increase the hydration of your skin. And definitely for those who have irritated skin or dry skin or dehydrated skin, this is a great product. And I agree with you. So it's interesting that you say that because just and I need to listen to you more, Paris. I mean, you're talking to the patients and I'm off somewhere else, you know.
Well, you're treating,
I'm treating patients or doing surgery,
busy.
Whatever. But you know, you're there and I'm missing out on your little spiels, your little talks as you're educating our patients. But I definitely use the Quench or the hyaluronic acid after in the morning, and sometimes my face does feel a little dry if I've been, you know, I'm a typical guy. If a little bit is good, a lot's better. And so I probably use more Retin-A than we should tell our patients to do because I'm just sort of that surgeon guy mentality. But there is another product, and I kind of smiled to myself as you mentioned, I forgot that sometimes we have so many products and all the components, but there are some botanicals in our Quench, Dr. Tom Quench, hyaluronic acid. And I have to say that I used to be skeptical about botanicals, okay? I used to think, oh, botanicals, come on, you know, are they really going to make that much difference? Well, we know that aloe vera is a great botanical for healing. We know that for sure. And so I should no longer be skeptical. But we did bring on to our office, working with some of the advice of the compounding pharmacy, our phytoderm, our phytoderm. And so I want to just tell you that sometimes when my skin is actually feeling maybe a little irritated, I put on our phytoderm, and I want you to tell our audience about that, our listening audience about that, but I put on the phytoderm first, and it immediately, my skin feels soothed. I mean, it's amazing, even more than the Quench. So I put on the phytoderm, and I let it just sit on my skin, and as it's absorbed, I just feel this soothing aspect of it. And so it's great. So I'm no longer a skeptic about botanicals. All right. And then I put on the Quench, the hyaluronic acid or gel, and it kind of seals that in and seals water in. Okay. And then I put on my sunblock. And so it's very simple. So for you guys, and
especially for men,
you can do that because, you know, we don't want to look like girly boys. You know, we got to be manly about it. And we can certainly do that. So tell me about Phytoderm and what is in Phytoderm
for our listening audience. Phyto has over 65 botanicals, lots of antioxidants. There are, again, many different, like they take the heat out of the skin. There's a list. I think there is a lot of like the aloe. There's licorice. There is.
You don't have to name all 65.
Oh, okay. I'm like, oh gosh, was I supposed to know them all today? Yeah, okay, thank you. But they are, what they do is they do take the heat out of the skin for people who have rosacea. They also help take the redness out, and they are moisturizing. So even like me, I'm a little ruddy, throw it on and it can help just moisturize my skin. I'm a little normal to oily. Dr. Tom, maybe he doesn't have redness, but he has that, needs that just a little bit of extra moisture, and those botanicals do soothe and just take that tightness away.
And and it's interesting, Paris, that it's as like we, you talked about that redness, that's never really been an issue for me until recently, because I am an aging baby boomer. So I definitely see that. And so it really is a great product for the sensitive skin patient, like you said, with rosacea, other things that can, and what's so great, it is very rarely do we see a negative reaction to that or breakout with that. And again, Retin A is sort of that hidden medication, which is great for acne-prone patients. And you don't have to be just a teenager. You can be a woman in menopause.
I was just going to say,
a guy menopause. In menopause. It can be any of those. So
absolutely. And the Retin-A is wonderful. We, you know, we talk about bringing the Quench and pulling the moisture in to hold that Retin-A, give it a little extra hydration. But a lot of our patients do the Phyto also. We'll recommend that too.
Right.
And so that helps with the kind of the redness and the irritation from maybe Retin-A.
And that's exactly what I do. And I do it for that reason. And just sort of organic. I started doing that, and I need to listen to you more when you talk
to our
patients. So we have just have a minute left. So I just, in quick summary, Retin-A is, in medical terms, it's the bomb. Okay, it's the best for your skin in terms of anti-aging, exfoliation, pigmentation, decreasing acne, and is well worth the $85 to $106 that it costs. I highly recommend it. Come in, call, and speak with Faith, speak with Paris, and I'm going to turn us back over to Michelle.
Wow, I have learned a lot, and I love that we get to ask questions too, because that's always so important. Check out Dr. Walter Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery, offices in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui, online at drtomcosmetic.com, but call and make a free consultation at 707-542-8346, 707-542-8346. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.